Hey there, and welcome to the Girl Means Business podcast, the show where we're all about helping you feel confident both as a mom and a business owner. I'm your host, Kendra Swalls, mom of two, former teacher, and full-time photographer and business coach. Each week, we'll discuss the challenges, success, and secrets that make you say, I can do this, because you absolutely can. So pop in those earbuds, grab your favorite snack, and let's get ready, because this girl means business. Hey there, and welcome back to the Girl Means Business podcast. I'm so happy you're here this week. So a little behind the scenes, I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit, reveal what's going on with the podcast. So I am actually recording this episode on Monday, and this episode will come out on Tuesday. Now, I don't typically do that. I typically batch my episodes about a month in advance, and then I have them ready to go so that I'm not having to, like, you know, play catch up each week. However, the episode I originally had planned for this week is an interview episode, and there's a part of that interview that we're kind of revealing something fun and exciting and new, and it's not quite ready yet. So we had to bump that episode back, and I'm filling in its place with an episode that originally was going to go into later February or March, but you get it now. So it's a win-win. You'll still get a really awesome, amazing interview next week, and I hope you'll tune in because I have something really exciting. I can't wait to share with you guys. It's going to be so fun. But you also get this great episode this week. You don't have to wait a whole month to hear it. So win-win for everybody. All right. So today, what I want to talk to you about is how to build an engaged community around your business. When you think about the brands that are super successful, the ones that everyone kind of looks at and goes, why, you know, like, this thing's taking off. Like, why is everybody so obsessed with this thing or this product or this service or this company or whatever it is? It kind of becomes like this cult following. And funny side note, I am really obsessed lately with watching documentaries and docuseries. And so I especially love anything that has to do with cults and why people buy into these ideas and why people get so caught up in these, like, very charismatic leaders. And it's very fascinating from, like, a psychology level. But it's also interesting because I look at it on this huge scale. I watch these docuseries about these cults, and I'm like, okay, let's take that idea of, like, why people are so willing to follow this one thing, and let's scale it way, way, way back and make it way, way less crazy. And let's apply it to how we can create a community of engaged followers around our business. So let me make sure I'm very clear on this. I'm not saying you need to create a cult. Please know that that's not what I'm telling you to do. However, we can take some of those same ideals of, this is why these people are drawn to this person or this idea, and we can apply those to our business. So I want to give some examples. Of course, one of the first ones that comes to mind is the Stanley Cup. I know both my daughters asked for one for Christmas, and I don't even have my own, but they have their own Stanley Cups now. I didn't for the longest time understand the craze around the Stanley Cup. I was like, it's a cup with a handle. Like, I don't get it. And I still don't know that I fully get it, but I have kind of bought into it because it is a good cup and it's nice to have the handle. And it's part of it is this idea, which we'll get into in this episode, of belonging to a group of people who have the same thing or who are similar in some way. Another one is, like, Kylie Cosmetics. So, you know, Kylie Jenner has created this cosmetics brand, and anytime she posts something or she announces something, people go crazy and it sells out, like, in seconds. It's insane. But it's because she has created this community, this following around her brand that are, like, waiting on pins and needles for her to, like, share the next thing. And those are both kind of on these bigger scales. You know, Stanley Cups are, like, this large company, and anytime they release, like, a limited edition, you know, color or style, it sells out so fast. And people are, like, waiting in line and stampeding at Target to get it. Same thing with the Kylie Cosmetics. So obviously we want to take that and put it on a little bit smaller scale with our small business, but the same kind of ideas apply. So when it comes to building an engaged community, the reason that you want to have this community around your brand is because you want people who are so excited about what you offer, what you do, what you're putting out there, who you are as a brand, that not only are they going to be excited to work with you or buy from you, they're going to be excited to talk about you. They're going to be talking about you to their friends. They're going to be talking about you to their family, to their coworkers, to anyone around them, their mom's group, their, you know, book club, whoever they're hanging out with. And that is such a powerful part of what we're doing in business, is we want to be able to have these people who go out and kind of, you know, talk about our brand, who go out and like spread the word. And so when I hear people talking about how they're frustrated with their business or their lack of getting clients, especially this time of year, you know, we're coming off the holidays, we're coming into the new year, things are slow for a lot of people. And this is when we all start to kind of panic and go, oh my gosh, my business isn't growing. I'm not getting bookings. Nobody's buying from me. What's happening? And this is when I always come back to the idea of, if you build a solid community around your brand, then you don't have these moments of panic as often as you do if you're constantly looking for your next sale. And so when I see people posting in Facebook groups, or when I see people going online and kind of ranting and complaining like, oh my gosh, I haven't had any bookings for this year. It's the middle of January already. We're 3 weeks in. Like, what am I going to do? My business is failing. I'm like, just take a moment, take a breath, and let's look at what you're actually focusing on in your business. And I think you'll find that if you are diving into like, I just need to like get into desperation mode and just like start pushing stuff on people on social media, then that's when the wheels fall off and we kind of go crazy. So I want to get us to like a solid foundational place, which is basically what this whole podcast is about, but of how we can feel like we always know where our next sale is coming from, because it's coming from this audience, this community that we've built around our business. So let's get into how to do this. So we've talked about why, obviously, you need this. Now let's talk about how to make this happen. I have talked about this on the podcast before, but a couple of years ago, I became really obsessed with my numbers when it came to social media. I spent one whole year like tracking every follow, unfollow, which posts got the most people to follow me, which reels were doing better. Like, I just kind of became this like single-minded on, I need to build an audience. And I'm saying that in like air quotes, because I wasn't really building an audience. I was just creating a number on a screen. But I say that to tell you that if you're in that place where you're like, oh, I am building an audience, I am building a community, I have 3,500 followers on Instagram who, you know, that's my audience. It is, but an audience and a community are two very different things. And in that year that I was so focused on my numbers, I was building an audience, but I wasn't building a community. And the difference is, an audience is just a group of people who are kind of there because they're like, okay, this is kind of interesting. I want to see what this is about. A community are people who are going to show up. They're going to know about you. They're going to know your products. They're going to be excited. They're going to be like waiting for the next thing. They're going to be the ones that when you say, hey, I've got this thing going on, they're going to be the first ones to like clap for you, cheer for you, buy from you, be there for you. There is a big difference between an audience and a community. And so the first thing I want you to do is to switch that mindset from, I need to build an audience of numbers on a screen, to, I need to build a community of people who want to support me. So that's the first thing, is you have to get away from the idea that bigger numbers mean a bigger community. It does not. Bigger numbers just means you have more eyeballs on your content, which is good, sort of, but it doesn't mean you have a community of people who actually want to work with you. So to build a community, the first thing I'm going to recommend is going to be something you may not like to hear, but that is, you have to give them someone to connect with. Most of you listening to this are solopreneurs, and that means that they need to connect with you as the business owner. We're in 2024, guys. People no longer want to just connect with a logo or pretty pictures. They want a person to connect with. And I've seen this trend on Instagram right now of these like faceless accounts where it's just these pretty stock images with text on top of it. And I know that sounds appealing because you're like, I don't really want to be on camera. I don't want to be the face of my brand. These faceless things seem really good. The problem is that is going to be a passing trend. I promise you in 6 months to a year from now, the faceless trend is going to be long gone because people want to connect with people. People want a reason to feel like this is the brand that they want to invest in time-wise, money-wise, all the things. And a perfect example of that is if you look at insurance companies, and I know this seems off topic, but just roll with me here. If you look at insurance companies, so you've got like Progressive, Geico, State Farm, Farmers, all those, they have all created a face to a really boring brand. Because when you think insurance, you don't think exciting, hey, I want to be a follower of this insurance company. It's not something you really think about. But when they have created these characters, you know, you think like Geico, they have the Geico Gecko. Now they're doing these commercials with the caveman that they're bringing that back. And like, we're all like, oh yeah, there's kind of this cool like throwback to who they used to have versus who they have now. And then you have Progressive, they have Flo, and they've added in these other characters around her. And then you have Mayhem, who I don't remember exactly what brand he's with, but you have these characters, these people that we have now connected with. Because if you had asked me, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, like the difference between or to name insurance companies, I probably couldn't have done it other than the one that we use ourselves. But now I can, you know, can tell you there's State Farm, there's Farmers, there's Geico, there's Progressive, because I've connected them to this character, these people, these faces. They are no longer just a logo. They're no longer just an insurance company. And on top of that, you have this these kind of cult followings around them. You know, you've got people who will buy products that have the Geico Gecko on them. You know, you've got like people dressing up like Flo from Progressive for Halloween. And that only happens because you have a person or a character to connect that business to. That doesn't happen if it's just the Progressive logo. People weren't dressing up as Progressive, you know, Farmers or State Farm people for Halloween. Jake from State Farm. Sorry, I had like total moment of like, it's Jake from State Farm. But people weren't dressing up at those characters for Halloween or buying products with their faces on them prior to having these characters there. So the same idea can apply to your business, but the difference is you are your brand. And so as much as we like to say we can hide behind, you know, our logo, we can hide behind our products and services or our pretty photos, people want to connect with you as the brand. And I will use myself as an example here. Before I started putting myself onto social media and I was just using my logo, my pretty pictures for my photography business, before I even started doing this podcast, I didn't really feel like I had a strong connection with my audience. Once I started doing this podcast and people could hear my voice and they got to know me and they learned about who I was before and what I do in my, you know, day-to-day life and my family and my kids and our activities and all the things. And then I started putting that onto social media as well. Now I have people who connect with me, who I've never met in real life, but we have conversations in the DMs and our Instagram. They're messaging me when they see like I haven't been online for a while, like, hey, is everything okay? Or if when I posted about my dog passing away, I got so many messages of people who were like, I am so sorry. I love seeing her on your videos, like, or her, you know, I've seen her in like the background while you were outside, like all these things, because they had somebody to connect with. And that makes my brand stronger because now I'm not just another photographer out in the world, I'm someone that they feel like they have a personal connection with. And that is why those brands like the Kylie brand and some of these other personal brands become so powerful because their audience, their community feels so connected to them as a person.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you have been listening to the Girl Means Business podcast for any amount of time, then you know my love of email marketing runs deep. Not only is it a great way to generate new leads, but it's one of the most effective methods for nurturing warm leads and turning them into sales. Now, over the years, I've tested several email platforms, and my favorite by far is Flowdesk. Not only do they make email marketing simple and easy, even for the technically challenged, but they have everything you need to create stunning emails, capture leads, make sales, and automate the entire process, giving you time back in your busy day. And the cherry on top is you're only charged one flat fee no matter how many subscribers you have. So while other platforms will increase your price when you go over your pricing tier limit, Flowdesk has no price increases or hidden fees. If you're ready to give Flowdesk a try, click the link below in the show notes to save 50% off your first year. Let Flowdesk help you design emails people will love. Click the link below and check it out. I have a feeling you're going to love it just as much as I do. Okay, I think I've made it perfectly clear that people want to connect with people. And so the first step to building an engaged community is to put yourself out there and give people someone to connect with beyond just a logo or pretty pictures. Now, the next thing is once you have people that are connecting with you, you have to make an effort to create a space where they can have conversations with you. You know, I mentioned a minute ago that people would send me DMs. And I love that. I love when people send me a DM. Please go over to Instagram, send me a DM. Let's talk about this conversation. Let's talk about this topic. I love that. And I tell my audience very often, I want you to send me a DM. Or when I send out email messages, I say, just hit reply and let's have a chat. Like, I'm here to talk. Opening up your availability for people. And I know that that kind of comes with some pros and cons, because you obviously, if you have a larger community, you're not always going to be able to respond to every single person. And that can be time consuming and draining. However, even just telling people to comment on a post you made and have a conversation there, allowing your community to feel like that they are part of the community, that it's not, here's you up on this pedestal and they're all down below and you're just looking down at them going, hey, come by for me. You want them to feel like, and again, that's the difference between audience and community. Audience does feel like they're kind of just looking at you from a distance. Community feels like you're in it with them. And so in order to build that community feeling, you have to give them conversation pieces to interact with you on. And that might mean putting a poll up in your Instagram stories or posting a question on Facebook and having people, give their answer. It might mean sending out an email and having people respond to that email. It could mean posting something that's a little controversial and letting people respond to that, or sharing something personal, or asking for advice. I see this done really well on a lot of kind of the mom blogger, mom influencer channels, where they'll say like, okay, we're having this issue, or hey, I don't know what to cook for dinner tonight. Send me your favorite recipes. And they get tons of people sending in their favorite recipes. And so creating this space, this kind of safe place where people can connect with you and not feel like they're just looking at you from afar. They're now part of your sphere. That helps them feel like they have ownership. And then when you can take it into your brand and you can say, okay, now I've built this community where they feel like they can talk back to me. They feel like they can share their thoughts and ideas and opinions. So now I'm going to utilize that to help me create my next offer. And so I can say, okay, I'm working on this new mini course about X, Y, or Z. What are, help me make this the best possible. Like, what questions would you have? What would you want to see in here? Help me pick a cover for my next, when I relaunched the podcast, I had y'all vote on Instagram for which cover option you liked the best. And that gave people in my community ownership over this thing I was bringing back. So giving them a way to not only get to know you, but to engage with you and to engage with your brand helps them feel a little more like they're part of it. And they're more likely to stick around even longer because now they're invested in it. They have given you information that's going to help you create this thing, or they have connected with you in a way that now they're like, well, I can't just walk away because she's awesome and I love her stuff. And now I'm invested in it as well. Okay. So we've talked about the fact that you need to be the face of your brand, that you need to give your audience somebody to connect with in order to build a community. Then we talked about the fact that you need to then create a space where your community feels like they have some ownership over your brand, or that they have a way to be a part of the community in some aspect. So now I want to kind of wrap this up with something that drives me absolutely insane. It's one of my biggest kind of pet peeves. And that is this idea that if you're building a community around your brand, that the best way to go about that are these like follow trains or follow for follow, or, you know, going into Facebook groups and saying like, hey, I'm almost at 1,000 followers. Can y'all come follow me? Here's the problem with that. In order to build a community of people who actually want to work with you, you have to build a community of potential buyers. So I see this happen a lot in the photography space. And I will go into Facebook groups and they'll have like, it's Follow Friday. And so people will go and they'll post their Instagram handles and all these photographers will go follow each other. And then a couple of days later, or a week or two later, I see the same people coming in and going, I don't understand. My engagement's really low. I'm not getting people where, you know, offering to buy my mini sessions. What's happening? Here's what's happening. You've built an audience of your peers, not of your potential clients. You've built an audience of your peers. Your peers, your other people who do what you do, are not your ideal clients. And so when I see these follow trains, I kind of cringe a little bit because I'm like, oh gosh, yes, it looks great on paper. It looks great to have these numbers and it looks great to see this boost in engagement because for a day or two, they're going in and liking your photos and they're liking your content and they're commenting on them. But eventually they're either going to unfollow you or they're going to stop engaging. And now you're left with higher number of followers, lower level of engagement, and not enough of a community. You've built an audience. You have not built a community. And it's one thing, again, to have people who you respect and admire, or people who do what you do and they follow you because they truly, genuinely admire what your work or what you offer. But again, they're not going to be the people who are paying you for your products or services. And so you want to focus on building a community of potential clients. You want to focus on building a community of people who actually want what you're offering. And so while it's tempting to like boost your numbers with these follow groups or, you know, asking your friends and family to follow you, that's another one. I was like, I don't need my friends and family to follow me. I appreciate the support, but that's not helping me get more clients. I would prefer to have a fan base, a community base of potential clients than family, friends, and what I would call coworkers, you know, people in my industry. And so I would caution you when you are building this community to make sure that you are building it on a foundation of people who actually want to be in your sphere and who are interested in what it is that you have to offer. Okay, so we're going to wrap this episode up here. I was wanting to keep it kind of short and sweet today since it's a quick turnaround episode, but I hope you found this really helpful. And if you have questions, if you have thoughts or ideas around this topic, I would love to have a conversation with you. I would love to chat with you about it. You can find me on Instagram at Girl Means Business. Send me a DM. Let's talk about it. If you are thinking I need to build more of a community and less of an audience, I hope this has inspired you to do that. And like I said earlier, the first step in making that change is that mindset shift from it's not about how many, it's about the quality. So quality over quantity matters more in this case when it comes to building a really highly engaged community. It also does not happen overnight. So give yourself grace. If you are working on building a community or transitioning from I have an audience, but it's not engaged to I want to build this engaged community, it isn't going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. And it's going to probably mean that you lose some followers, and that's okay too. You want to go in and refine your audience so that you're getting rid of the people who are only there because they're lurking or they followed you at one point and have no reason to be following you now. And you want to really narrow that down to just the people who want to be there, who want to be engaged, who want to be part of your community. So I hope you found this helpful. Again, come over to Instagram, send me a DM. Let's have a conversation about it. I hope you all have an amazing week and I will see you back here next week for our incredible interview episode. I am so excited with a fun, big new announcement. So make sure you tune in next week and I'll see you back here same time, same place. Thanks again for tuning into this week's episode. Don't forget to leave a review and follow us on socials at Girl Means Business. See you next week.